Sport on RTE Radio 1.
What do Man United and the Irish women's hockey team share this morning, Darren?
Yeah, desperately disappointing for both of them, especially your heart goes out to the Irish women's hockey team, Gavin. They've done so well in Santiago and Chile over the last week, doing so well, getting to the final of the FIH Nations Cup final. Lost to New Zealand in a shootout last night. The match finished 1-1 and New Zealand went on to win it 4-2. The winners, this is a very significant competition for the Irish team because the winners promoted to the top tier of world hockey, the Pro League. Now, I've been talking to the Irish skipper, Sarah Hawkshaw, and she found it hard to hide her disappointment but believes there's more to come from this side.
We are very disappointed with the final of the game there. We came into this tournament really hammering on about being able to deliver consistent performances, and it's something we've really believe that we've achieved throughout the tournament. To only have conceded 2 goals in a tournament and then lose out in shootouts in the end, it is gutting. And even how the game ended with bent chances that we had to score, look, we had the opportunities to win it and it just wasn't our day. But we will take a lot of positives from this game and tournament in a whole. It's showed that we can beat play teams ranked above us, and we can show consistently how we want to play going forward. We have a big year in 2025 with the Europeans, which is also a World Cup qualifier. There are so many positives to come with this.
Yeah, there is, and let's hope they can build on it. Sarah Hawkshaw there speaking with me a lot earlier this morning. Now, in Gaelic games, this is the big water cooler moment in our office here this morning because it is just generating so much debate. The Football Review Committee, they're actually going to meet this evening to reflect on some tweaks and what tweaks might be required ahead of the championship. Now, a number of managers and players, I've spoken out about a number of issues over the weekend. Some challenges, I think, around the time limit of the kick-out and the impact of the black card is having on the keeping the three players upfield. Yesterday, the timekeeping came into question as Meath beat Westmeath. Conor Duke scored a goal with the last kick of the game to win it for Meath. The Westmeath manager, Dermot McCabe, has been telling Damien O'Mara that the goal should not have stood as the hooter had sounded before the ball was kicked.
I'm just frustrated for the lads. You know, they put in a huge effort. Would have felt that the rule is the rule. When the hooter goes on 70 and you scored on 70-03, then it's not a goal. And I suppose the second last one was just a little bit sort of probably, we had an arm up. Mm. The advantage is meant to go on for 10 minutes now, if you're meant to go by things. And all of a sudden,
10 seconds.
I know, it's a lot more than 10 seconds. But in 3 seconds later, there was a free out. You know, look, I'm sure there'll be reasons. I'm sure the FRC will get round and they'll apologise or something like that tonight. But these were warned. This was warned.
And that frustration is exacerbated by the fact that you've obviously sought to get clarity, which isn't available to you in the immediate aftermath of the game. But equally, this is a venue which has the hooter, which begs the question, if you're bringing in a rule, does it need to be applicable across the board?
I suppose it's really difficult. It's really difficult for the ref. You know, I think in my first interview, I said that it's going to be hugely difficult for the ref, that they have hundreds of extra decisions. And it's really unfair on the referee there. There was a huge Meath support there. I couldn't hear myself talk, and it was impossible to hear the hooter. And I wouldn't really blame anyone, but I do feel that probably Westmeath will be brushed enough. If maybe it was another team, there might be a little bit of an uproar about it.
Hooters discussed. So let me get this straight. If the Meath fans had stayed a little quieter, the hooter would have been heard, yes?
I have seen a couple of instances of this, right? And to be honest, the hooter hasn't been in all games up to this point.
You need a good clock as well for the hooter to be.
The clock is crucial, and I've seen both sides of that as well. In one venue, the clock is above the broadcasting tower, so you can't see what's left in the game. So there's lots of geography challenges there. But Justin, I actually think he's quite measured there. And
because being relegated from Division 2 is a big deal.
They will lose out on championship. You know, it has ramifications on championship. So they are in big trouble and they've lost a lot of games really narrowly like that. They just haven't had the luck. One of those seasons for them. Meath, on the other hand, are absolutely flying it, Gavin.
4 wins in a row.
I'm sure you're well aware of that. And their manager, Robbie Brennan, was less measured than Dermot in relation to the new rules. And we're going to hear from him now. He confirmed that there is confusion about the timekeeping clock, and there was prior to this game. They weren't sure whether it was going to be in place for this match or not prior to throw-in. And he went on to say that he felt that all grades of the league, so the different divisions, he doesn't think they're being treated the same.
And like, they're simply not, you know, they're not being implemented at every ground. And sometimes it's hooters, sometimes it's not. Like, that clock, like, you're talking about a ruin, there's a clock at one end of the pitch. Like, you just, I think that's the first game we've played this year where a referee has had the phone to a point where the free kick is from. All the other matches, we didn't have that. So, I don't know. It's frustrating, really frustrating what they're doing with all the rules and how much they're trying to change the game. It wasn't that bad that it needed to be to that stage. So, finding it frustrating at the moment.
Would you have any concerns about the rule book being torn up again now in advance of the championship and players having very little time to adjust to the old rules or the new rules or a mixed mash of both?
Yeah, like, if you're watching our man Dublin last night and the bit of pressure put on Peter, it certainly sounds like there's some tweaks coming. And it's mind-boggling. I say they've lost the run of themselves at this stage. It's not what the game's meant to be.
Yeah, that's fairly strong stuff from Robbie.
He said elsewhere that the game has now become a mixture of outdoor basketball with a breeze, soccer, zonal soccer, and a bit of rugby for the throw-in. If you're a fan, it's been great fun, though.
Gavin, I've been out every weekend, a couple of games every weekend. I've seen a lot of Gaelic football at this stage, and I have to say, I've really enjoyed it. It's been really, really entertaining. Like we saw yesterday, Donegal coming from 8 points down against Derry to win it by 3. You know, it's come in terms of scores like a game of hurling now. It's unpredictable, and I think
coaching it or refereeing.
Yeah, they're the challenges. And look, it's an awful lot of rules coming in at once, isn't that? That's probably it's not that no one is anti-rules, I don't think. It's just so much extra burden for the referees. But let's see what comes of this meeting tonight. And just to mention the hurling, very focused on the football this morning. Clare beat Limerick in Division 1A. It's their first victory of the campaign. So a 3-point win in Limerick. Great crowd there as well. Clare still need to get a couple of results against Cork and Tipperary in their final group games to have any chance of avoiding the drop. In 1B, Offaly continue their fine start of the year. They beat Westmeath. Waterford kept their push for promotion with a late come from behind smash and grab against Dublin, and Antrim came from behind as well to draw with Carlow. In the Little Ladies Football League, Armagh continue their brilliant form. Comfortable win against Kildare. 5 wins from 5 there for them, and Kerry kept their hopes of a final appearance alive with a win against Mayo. Waterford too good for Tyrone. And finally, Fulham have beaten Manchester United on penalties to advance to the FA Cup quarterfinals. Finished 1-1 after extra time. So Fulham through. They've never won a trophy, major trophy before. Brighton beat Newcastle 2-1 in extra time also.
Thanks, Darren. That's Darren Frell with the sports news.